Welcome to DM a Dentist, your friendly neighborhood podcast, where Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike are here to make dental care approachable for everyone. Because everyone deserves a healthy smile without the fear.
Well, well, welcome back.
Welcome to another episode of DM a Dentist.
I'm Mike.
I'm Rusty.
And we're here to chit chat about teeth.
We are.
Sorta.
Today is definitely about teeth. It's always about teeth. But on today's segment of what the filling.
Oh, we almost slipped up there.
I really wanted to say the other one today because today's is, you know, a little weird.
Yeah, we had
to say the least.
There was a recent commencement speech that we had.
So I'm sure if you've seen it, if you've watched social media at all, this guy's been getting ripped apart. Harrison Butker, he's the Kansas City Chiefs kicker, if you don't know. Regardless, who cares what he does, really. But he gave a commencement speech at like a Catholic school, right? Yep. And you know, he's basically getting ripped apart on social media, I think for good reason, based upon what he said.
Let's read an excerpt.
Yeah, just
let me read.
For any of you who haven't heard, Mike, please read what he said.
This is a direct quote. I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now, about to cross this stage, and thinking about all the promotions and titles you're going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. Now, for context, this was said at a commencement speech.
A commencement speech.
So women and men are graduating because they chose to pursue education and a career. So it's just, it's odd content. I
hate it.
I hate it.
The most diabolical lie at their graduation is that they can get promotions and titles in their career. I mean, that's what they've just spent years working for.
Right. And we're saying that basically being a mother and having children, basically we're going back to gender roles is what it feels like. Yeah. Whether he meant it or not, that's just not it. Yeah, that's not it.
Seems like he meant it. But anyways, as we said, it's not directly tooth related, but we felt it really important to talk about and highlight. You know, women in dentistry are becoming more and more common, thankfully, but dentistry has been predominantly a male-dominated field for majority of history. Right, Mike?
Yeah, it has. I mean, even so, looking at this lady named Lucy Hobbs Taylor was the first woman to get a dental degree in the U.S. In what year, Rusty?
1866.
So, like, it feels like a long time ago, but it's not. If you think about generations, 1866, yeah. Like, my grandmother, great-grandmother were born in the early 19, like we're not that far removed.
Right.
So yeah, and then there's a couple more we want to highlight.
Yeah, Sarah Kraut was the first U.S. Navy dentist.
What year was that?
1944.
So that is relatively recent. I mean, some of our parents were born.
Yeah, World War II.
Yeah, that's not that long ago.
For sure.
And then this is even a bit more alarming.
So we both practice in Oregon, so we wanted to talk about something specific to Oregon. So the first female oral surgeon in the state of Oregon, Mike, when was that?
In the 1990s.
Yeah.
1990s.
What was her name?
Stacy Geisler, I believe. I hope that's how you say it.
Dr. Stacy.
And when she became an OMFS, 1% of OMFS, so oral maxillofacial surgeons, were women. Wow. 1% in the 90s. Today, still under 10%, 7%.
Yeah.
Of oral maxillofacial surgeons are women.
Yeah. And these are all like statistics that we pulled just from the ADA website based on like, you know, reporting statistics of dentists throughout the country. Some other things that we found in 2023, the percentage of female dentists in the U.S. Across the whole U.S., not just Oregon, was 37.7%.
Yeah.
So getting better, especially compared to what it was, you know, just a couple decades ago, even. Mike, what was it in 2001?
2001, it was 16.1%. So we've doubled.
Yeah.
But we've got a long way to come. Although good news, my graduating class, we had a little bit over 50% were women.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. I think mine was right at or maybe slightly over too. I can't remember exactly.
Because when you look back, so when you like go to dental school or whatnot, you look in the hallways, there's photographs of all the graduating classes. When you look at the beginning, the majority of the time, it's men, mostly white men. But it's just men. Right. And finally, we're coming to this turn. So it feels like this speech just didn't hit. I mean, that is not it.
No.
And
regardless of what intentions he had, even if you're someone who agrees with what he says and you're trying to defend him, it's not the right time or place for that, as they're getting their degree and they're literally have just spent years. I mean, we both went to years of school. We know what it's like from at least that perspective, just of the studying alone, not being a woman, obviously. But, you know, what a ridiculous thing for him
to
say.
It just feels like it devalues the work.
Yeah.
No. There are people that want to be mothers, and that's okay. And if that's something you value, I support that. But if you're going to, this speech was performed at an event where women are graduating to become something other than a mother. Maybe they still want to be a mother, but at this moment in time, they are being rewarded for this degree they've earned. It bothers me a lot.
Yeah, let alone what he said, the timing alone was also terrible.
So basically, for context, Rusty and I were walking around this conference with three other women who are our co-residents who are also dentists, right? So we're walking from vendor to vendor.
Yep, so we're walking around vendor to vendor, you know, introducing ourselves to the sales rep, doing all the things, and, you know, as the female dentists, our co-residents that are females were introducing to themselves, they were asked by multiple male vendors, oh, are you an assistant or a hygienist?
And that was the question. It wasn't, and what's mind-blowing is we all had name tags.
Yeah.
And it said dentist on the name tag.
And doctor so-and-so. Yeah. Like, literally their name. Yeah.
So you're like, no one approached me and asked me what I was.
No.
They just assumed. They assumed that the women we were with worked for us.
Yeah.
Which is, it's crazy that this is still happening.
So even though things are getting better in dentistry specifically with a more even ratio, it's still a male-dominated field, and it's still a bias and a stigma against females in dentistry that some people have. And like this guy in his speech is just biased against women in general, I feel.
Yeah, so. It feels very biased, and it feels awful in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go any further because it's
so exactly. And after all, we're just two guys. And we felt it really important to let you all hear from someone who has a much better perspective on this issue. And one of our close friends agreed to be on the podcast as our first guest. We're super excited.
Yeah. And she's great and funny. She went to Washington University in St. Louis, which is in the same state as what's his face?
Yeah, Missouri.
The man who shall not be named. And she majored in biochemistry, which is awesome. And she had a minor in American Culture Studies.
Yep. So that was her undergrad. And then she did dental school at OHSU here in Portland, Oregon. So Oregon Health Sciences University, graduated in 2021. And then she did residency with us at the Portland VA. Her name is Dr. Victoria Liu, and she loves Meg the Stallion.
Relevancy. But yeah, we're excited to have her on the show. So yeah, she'll be our first interview. So welcome, Dr. Victoria Liu.
All right. Dr. Victoria Liu, welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you here.
Hello. I'm excited to be here. Friend of the pod.
Thanks again for being here. Really appreciate you. I know Mike is out of town this weekend, but I can definitely speak for him on this one. Him and I are both honored to have you here as our first guest on the show. So
I know. I'm excited.
Really. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, we gave you a little brief intro. So as you know, Victoria went to dental school. So why did you want to be a dentist, or what inspired you to become a dentist, Victoria?
So I went to undergrad thinking that I was going to go to medical school. And while I was there, my sister was actually in dental school. So I told her a lot about, you know, my struggles with, you know, why the pros and cons of medical school. And as she kept telling me more and more about dentistry, I found it more appealing. So then I decided to just go for it. Nice. I didn't take a gap year. I just graduated and went straight into dental school at OHSU.
Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I went to, you know, undergrad, no gap year, just went through. It's nice to kind of get done sooner rather than later, especially with the many years it takes to become a dentist and all the hard work and dedication. It's good to get done as young as you can. So
definitely.
That's what I did too. So it's nice. Why did you choose to go to undergrad in St. Louis?
So originally I grew up in the Bay Area, California, and I had grown up in the same town my whole life, and I was just sort of itching to get out. And WashU was a really good mid-sized school. It was smaller than, you know, University of California, big state school. So I felt like it was a really good opportunity for me to, you know, move away from home, explore myself.
Sure.
And then also most of the people who were there were also from out of state. So I felt like I got to meet a wide range of people from, you know, all different parts of the U.S. So
Sweet.
It was a really great school.
Nice. That's fun. I know, that's a fun thing. I mean, I moved across the country for dental school, and it's fun to like live in a different part of the country. I mean, it's still all the U.S., but it's still fun to explore like a little bit of a different culture or a different group of people, kind of, and just like a little bit of, I don't know, different, you know, Southern culture or different groups and different part of the country, different scenery, things like that. Like, it's so fun. And the Midwest, like kind of St. Louis and stuff, is pretty central to a lot of stuff. Did you go check out any of the like surrounding area while you were there much?
Mostly quite a few trips to Chicago, but also drove to Iowa City, which I never would have gone to, honestly, otherwise. Iowa City, never made it out to Kansas City, but I also made it out to Nashville. So it was just like a cool road tripping experience you know, getting to honestly think about life outside of like California and Texas.
Right.
It's very isolating to be from California.
for sure. And then you moved to Oregon for dental school.
Yes. So I chose OHSU because I wanted to be closer to my family a little bit, at least be in the same time zone.
The West Coast, right.
Yeah. But honestly, I feel like Portland's, you know, a great sized city and very walkable. So I'm glad I decided to come out here.
Nice. Yeah. Portland is beautiful. Yeah.
Clearly, I'm still here, so I'm having a good time.
Couple years after residency, definitely. Was your class like pretty, because I know Mike and I's classes were pretty close to 50-50, like male-female split. What was your class like?
It was very similar. Yeah, 50-50, yeah. I would say, at that point.
Nice. Yeah, and we talked earlier about, you know, a lot of stats Mike and I did about, you know, different, just the increase of women in dentistry, which has been a huge upward trend, which is awesome. And I think it's becoming more and more popular. And, you know, predominantly what has been a male dominated field is definitely becoming more and more of an even split, which is cool. So what's your take on that?
Well, I think, you know, for a lot of reasons, it's great. I think women are just being, you know, are more prominent in all kinds of, you know, arenas, like, you know, sports with the WNBA and March Madness being popular this year.
Totally.
And, you know, I know more and more of my own female friends from WashU who are now in medical school specializing in, you know, surgery, anesthesiology. Yeah. So I think women are just, you know, it's less common for there to only be, you know, male dominated industries, specifically for general dentistry, because I'm a general dentist, I would say, you know, for the same reasons dentistry could be appealing to anybody, I think it's especially appealing for women who are wanting, you know, to find a little bit of that work-life balance. If they're planning on having a family, you can be as involved, you know, dentistry can be, you know, as involved as you want to be. You can still own while having children, you know, if you manage your time really well, you can choose to work 1 to 2 days a week, you know.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of freedom in that and how you want your career to go. And I think, you know, the longer you spend in the industry, the more you find, you know, you thought that maybe doing XYZ things weren't possible, you know, wanting to balance other stuff like as a woman, you know, out in your career. But I think the longer that I've been out of dentistry and meeting women who are in the field, I've realized that there's a lot of different paths that you can take, and they're all very much possible.
True. Yeah, that's great. That's a great point. And, you know, there are definitely some badass women in dentistry and healthcare, medicine, and really every field now, which is awesome to see. And I mean, it's just so cool to see. I mean, there's awesome clinical dentists, owner dentists, like you said, leadership and different, you know, academies and groups and, you know, like the group associations like the ODA, ADA, there's a lot of female leadership, which is really awesome to see as well. So, you know, it's cool. And you know, I know firsthand, you're an awesome dentist. You know, I worked with
you. That's so nice.
Worked with you during residency at the VA, and she's amazing.
I think you're a great dentist too, Rusty.
Oh, thank you. But you know, I know that you firsthand are awesome, but has there been anything that's been particularly hard for you to overcome on kind of your path to dentistry, or any particular obstacles or challenge that you feel like you faced?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like as somebody with my background, the way that I was raised, you know, it was just me and my older sister, and my family very much emphasized the importance of education for us.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, pursuing education, higher education, was something that was, you know, in my life only encouraged, and it was never something where I was even, you know, told that I might have to choose one day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as I meet more and more, you know, females in the field and find older women who've been practicing for a while and, you know, they are serving as my mentors,
right.
It, you know, it's really easy to see that there, you know, are small obstacles, but anything that you want to do, it's very much possible.
Yeah.
But I would say that, you know, all of this has been a somewhat recent change, and you know, everything change always, you know, takes time. I've noticed that the faculty at our dental school tend mm-hmm. to be older dentists who they have, you know, practiced for decades, they've sold their practice,
right.
and they just come to volunteer at the dental school almost for fun.
Yeah,
and there were a lot of comments about, you know, my female classmates, just like small jokes, just like, oh, like, you know, my friend is, you know, asking this clinical faculty a lot of questions, and then the faculty looks at somebody else and they're like, oh, well, you know, she's slow and she just needs a little bit of like help, you know, how women are, things like that.
Right. Make some offhanded comments.
Yeah. So really, there's definitely like the offhand comment. Yeah. There's definitely like the whole, I would say, if anything, there's more of an expectation almost that you will dial down your career if you decide to have children, or if there is an expectation to have children. And, you know, I think a lot of women, not just in dentistry, but just in general in our generation, are kind of like constantly battling with that idea. Like, oh, do I need to, you know, how much of having a family is, you know, related to my identity as a woman. So I feel like there are obstacles. There have definitely been times where, you know, patients will make comments about, you know,
right.
female providers. There's definitely times when, you know, networking, talking to somebody, there's, you know, assumption that, you know, like, oh, like you're running this yourself. So, you know, who else is helping you with all of this? It's I think
kind of doubting you a little bit in
yes.
some ways.
And yeah. I think for men, there's never a thought about, you know, oh, you know, I don't think, you know, people ask you, like, do you plan to have a family? And there's
right.
concern about your wanting to have a family
yeah.
with your career.
Yeah.
Where that is something that women are, you know, faced with all the time.
For sure. Definitely different.
So yeah. I would say, yes, there are obstacles. I think, you know, it's still very much possible to combat the obstacles and face them. But a lot of it is very subtle things that, you know, you notice and pay attention to constantly, but it very much is not in your face or,
yeah.
you know, it's very different. Maybe me being in dental school now compared to somebody who, you know, one of these females who was, you know, the first female in the dental class for the first time.
Right. Right. I mean, it definitely has came a long way, which is awesome to see, but there are definitely, I feel like particularly people of older generations that
mm-hmm.
have some more biases and things on that, because things were different and times were different, but the world is changing and it's awesome to see this positive shift. And, you know, I think that's why I think, you know, Harrison Butker, the Chiefs kicker's comments come off as so drastic and weird because he's so young, I think part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
And so for someone to say that, especially, you know, at a graduation, a commencement ceremony, where, you know, the biggest lies you as a woman have been told is that you can have promotions and titles and things in your career, which it's just a weird thing to say. So what are your thoughts on his comments and, you know, some of his speech of what he said?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that overall the quote was pretty reductive. It kind of seemed like, you know, the way that, you know, he was talking, it was almost like there was no way to win. Like, let's say you did decide, you know, you are graduating, you're excited to work, and you do end up meeting somebody and, you know, having a family and possibly not working anymore, then, you know, then whatever he said, that all of that is very positive, you know, and that's still a good way to have a well-rounded life if that's what you want out of your life. But yeah. The way that he was talking just made that seem like, well, that's what I expect you to do. And in that way, you know, you having a successful family, that's not, you know, a win for me at all. And if you decide to have a career, you know, you will, you know, be passed up for promotions, or you will earn less than men. And, you know, all of this is true. I mean, these are all things that women are very much aware of.
Right, right.
So it was just a really odd comment to point out that, you know, there are, you know, more and more people in America overall are pursuing higher education. And yes, you know, a large percentage of those people are, you know, women. So it was very strange for him to bring it up, I think, and also not celebrate any of that in a positive way. It just felt right. Like from the way that he was talking, no matter what women decided to do, there was no way to really like succeed or like win in his eyes. And I think that is something that, you know, women in general, again, face in terms of working, career, deciding to have a family. It feels like, you know, trying to have it all, you're not really winning. Not having a career and possibly being a stay-at-home mom, you're not winning. Or not having a family at all and focusing on your career. It just feels like there are a lot of expectations that are placed on us. And it is a constant, you know, feeling of just basically like what would I want out of my life, and how do I, you know, manage that against what I feel society wants of me.
Well, and I think that's the most important point, is what you want out of your life,
right?
You know, as an individual human being, as a woman, as a dentist, as whatever it is you're doing as a career, it's all about what you want. You know, it's not about what society's expectations are on you, or what some random person at a college speech thinks, or whatever. You know, it really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, what's most important is what you do with your life, and that you're happy and fulfilled. And whether that's, you know, being a mom, whether that's being a dentist, whether that's owning a practice, whether that's whatever, you know, you're going to be capable of doing anything you set your mind to. And obviously, you know that. And so, you know, I'm just awesome. It's awesome to know you, and I'm happy to be your friend. So, you know,
it was an honor to be on the podcast. Yeah. Happy to do it again anytime.
Right on. Well, thank you, Victoria. We love your insight, and we'll definitely have you back.
Awesome. Great.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of DM a Dentist, brought to you by Dose of Dental. And thank you for your interest in improving your oral health. If you'd like your questions answered by Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike, visit us at doseofdental.com or DM us on Instagram at @yourdailydoseofdental.